then basketball legend Patrick Riley, a real estate professional with Century 21 Select, specializing in properties in Chico and Butte Meadows. Patrick is dedicated to helping buyers and sellers achieve their real estate goals with kind quality service. Patrick can be reached at 588-6593 and on Facebook. Shouts to Patrick. Continued success in your Hall of Fame career, both on and off the court, sir. And serving the fine people of Chico and Butte Meadows. We appreciate you. And we appreciate you sponsoring the show. And we appreciate you, the listener. Thanks for rocking with us. TVP is up next. So with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Drew Gilbert, alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spin it, because he can't take this money with you. He tried to tell y'all last week you should have taken him up on his advice. Rudy Vasquez.
Just listen, baby.
Just listen. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, enough said.
Plain and simple.
And of course, the guy who's on the boards, Stepman Brett.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just a little quick history for those who have been with us for a while. 7 years ago, tomorrow was officially the last episode of Say Hey here on this station, a beloved show hosted by our good friend Jake Sprecher and our boy Noobs. And a week from today, we'll be celebrating 7 years of doing this on air here at KZFR.
Woo! Congratulations, guys.
You do wonder how many people out there are like, man, I missed that Say Hey show. Man, if these guys are taking over, just trash.
Yeah. They're just pissed off. Yeah, like, just I hate these guys. Yeah, I want the old show.
Yeah, I respect that because it was a good show that we...
It was a good show, yeah.
That Jake took down on his own accord.
Yep.
And part of the Red Seas for us to gain entry into this promised land.
Yep.
Do you want to give me a 20-second rundown on what that show is about?
It was a sports show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
I had no idea.
It was a very informative sports show.
Yeah,
it was. That really actually told you about
like stats and all that stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Broke down a little bit of the box scores sometimes.
Gotcha.
Gave you a nice wrapping up of the game, very quick, concisely, professionally.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, everything that we're not.
The complete opposite.
Jake actually did a lot of research and spent a lot of time crafting the show, whereas we kind of throw together a rundown and just let it ride.
That's the beauty of us right now. We're beauty and chaos. His beauty was control and detail.
Yeah.
And eloquence.
And professionalism.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we have done him a great disservice by coming in here and winging it essentially every week.
7 years of winging it, baby.
7 years of winging it. That should be our tagline. 7 years of winging it.
Yeah. That's impressive, honestly. 7 years.
7 years,
That's what's up, man. So congrats to both of you guys, you too, Brad. I know I'm the newbie on the show.
Like six or five for me.
Yeah, that's dope too, man. So
I would say minimum five.
Minimum five.
I would say minimum five. Yeah, you've been with us for a long time.
We're guys, we don't keep track of special dates.
No.
That's true.
Special dates are special, but we have zero ability to recall them.
It's really tough.
We assume what they are and try to work back, But it's never right.
never right.
Take that back. 6 years, because 2017 summer was when I joined.
There you go. So. See?
Yeah, see? All the way back.
He would be good with numbers.
Yeah. I had to think a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not a computer. I can't spit it out right away.
Get the AI version of this guy in here right now.
Hey, I'll be better.
Happy belated Father's Day to everyone out there, all of our dads, Statman Dad, all the great dads out there, and of course, Nick Cannon, shouts to you. It was a busy day for you, I'm sure. Happy Juneteenth as well. Nick Cannon just living life right now.
I like
now.
How you're able to celebrate Father's Day now.
Yeah, it's
come around. Yeah. Only took about 38 years.
37. Yeah. We're there now.
Yeah.
I just needed Steph to come into my life.
Yeah,
my dad loves me. It's great. It's awesome.
Oh, that smells something familiar.
I did want to talk. I was going to start the show with baseball. Me, Brad, Stepman Brad, I apologize, and Rudy all have Giants gear on. Let's just do it. We'll talk NBA here in a minute. And the only reason why is because the Giants swept the Dodgers at home this past weekend. This is the first time that's happened.
Since 2012.
2012?
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done it in L.A.
In L.A. Swept them in L.A. Yeah, that was a pathetic showing on the Dodgers' part. I think God's mad at us. That's really what's happening. They hosted a LGBTQ event that had a little protesting. And I don't think God took you favorably upon it. So we're playing bad right now. And that wasn't just it. That wasn't the start of it. We've been playing like crap for quite a bit of time. And it's really tough to watch this team. Happy for you, Giants. Not actually, I take it back.
No, you already said it.
It's the season once again is being turned kind of upside down. We're seeing these crazy teams that we're not expecting to have be as good as they are. The Giants yet again are doing that, which they did a couple years ago, where you had a really unprecedented run, and you guys are doing kind of the same thing with a group of guys that you weren't expecting much from.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams that you expected a lot from aren't doing it. So you have teams like Arizona that are scary teams right now in the West, I feel. The Padres, they're coming around. You knew they would get it together. But, yeah, as a Dodger fan, this is a really – I think this is a year we need to kind of look ourselves up and say, are we really fit to continue going on for the next 10 years with this current team? There are obviously guys on this team you want, but there's a lot of guys on there that we have a lot of holes. A lot of holes that need to be filled, unfortunately.
Well, that pitching, man,
is awful.
The bullpen is
terrible. Our defense is pretty much everyone knows when they play the Dodgers, you can steal. You're just allowed second base. Just take it.
Go ahead and walk.
Take second base. We cannot throw anybody out. I think it's like a 90% success rate that runners are having against Dodger pitching right now.
Is it that bad?
It is 90%.
90%. That was last time I saw it, but it's only gotten better.
That's embarrassing.
You cannot throw anybody out. Teams know this. We don't have anybody that can really steal either. Yeah, we have some speed, but everybody on our team is like oldish and kind of fast. Nobody that's fast and young, really.
Yeah.
We don't have anything like that. We have a couple of youngsters, but no one is really – we don't have the ability to lap the base path. And you guys, the Giants, are playing a great brand of baseball right now. It's a good brand of – you guys can hit the ball. You guys play the ball properly. And you play with good defense. And that's something that the Dodgers are lacking in. And your bullpen is actually really good too.
I did not realize Mookie Betts was 30 years old.
Yes.
But I guess, yeah, he was – I mean, Boston was a long time ago now when you think about it. That's
– you got him in 2018, so – No, I'm sorry. We got him in 2019.
I think it was after COVID.
Yeah, it was after. No, we got him. We had him in the COVID year.
Oh, you did?
We did have him in the COVID year.
So he was on the team when you guys won?
Yes.
During COVID?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Man, 30 years old. It's crazy to me. Do you want to take a spin around baseball and just kind of update the folks on what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I gave you my grievances on my Dodgers team right now. I'm sorry. But everyone else out there, you guys can take take joy in these tears I'm spewing out to you right now.
Yes, thank you.
But again, like I said, you're looking up and down. You look into the NL Central right now. You have a Pittsburgh Pirate team that's doing actually something that fun right now. You have a St. Louis team that was doing absolutely trash to start off with that's kind of coming alive.
But and they turned it around, baby.
They are. And the Cubs team that's just slightly flooded around. They have a fun team as well over in Chicago. And you look at the NL East, and it's crazy out there. The Mets, dog poop.
Mm-hmm.
Dog poop out in New York right now.
Embarrassing, bro.
Embarrassing. Philadelphia not looking that good either.
They're turning
around a little bit as well. They're coming around. But the Marlins, Fun team right now.
Wow.
Fun team over in the Marlins.
Marlins are rolling right now. They are hot.
They are very hot. And then Atlanta Braves Atlanta. And that's the sad part. Atlanta is just very consistent in what they're doing.
Especially over the week against the Rockies. They were just home run city.
They were living large. Yes.
So real quick. The Dodgers have, against pitching, is an 89% success rate.
Okay.
The Miami Marlins are only worse at a 90%.
There we go. Okay.
But the Dodgers have the most stolen bases against them at 90 with 11 caught stealing.
There you go. See? Trash.
And,
That's just
take second base. Everyone.
But Miami only has 66 against them with a 7% caught stealing. So that's the disparity there right there. So they're not
90 allowed. Wow. That's
crazy.
You're just getting guys into scoring position. That's why this pitching, you're pitching under stress the entire time. Mm-hmm. No lead is safe with us. So teams feast away, which they are. Yeah. And then, like I said, Braves, then you look over the AL. The AL is interesting as well. You got to love what they're going on in the AL West right now. If you didn't know, the A's had a reverse boycott. That was a lot of fun. That was fun to see that stadium packed
that was really
out.
Cool.
And them
that was bringing, really awesome. Yeah.
Bringing to a loud ruckus to how bad they hate their ownership, which everyone knows that we feel for you, Oakland. We're
that
there
sucks
for you.
For those fans.
Our hearts are there for you.
It really does.
You have a terrible ownership that has zero desire to invest into that area. And an MLB that doesn't really want to help them out either.
No, they're like Vegas.
Vegas is it.
100%.
A lot of things have been coming out saying that Oakland put up even better offers than what Vegas is putting out there.
Yep.
So it's just more of a disparaging act on what MLB is doing to that city.
Mm-hmm.
And just sports in general has done to Oakland.
Yeah.
They've ravaged it.
Everyone's leaving. Everyone's going to leave after the
They won't have
right?
anything anymore.
Yeah.
No, that'll be the last professional franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think back just 3 years ago, they had three professional franchises there.
And now, the Warriors winning all those rings in Oakland.
Yep. Now they're about to have zero.
Sorry, Oakland. We really do feel for you. It sucks that you are in this. And because the A's are such a historic franchise. They have a great fan base. The fans out there, they love the A's.
They're hardcore fans.
And Oakland's a really dope city. If you haven't spent time there, Oakland's a really cool city. So it really sucks for that city that they're losing yet again another franchise.
It is probably their most favorite one, I would say. This is one I think I don't know. I can't say. I'm not from Oakland. But they love the Raiders. But I don't know. The A's.
It's the only team, right, that was... Well, where'd the A's come from? They were...
Philadelphia.
Philly,
say.
Yeah.
Philadelphia
were they?
A's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been so many transfers in baseball team history. It's like, ugh, I don't want to go.
But I think they're the longest standing team because the Warriors were Philadelphia Warriors and the San Francisco Warriors then became Golden State.
Yeah. They never were technically Oakland.
No.
Technically never were.
Oh, yeah. Really?
The NBA didn't want
Golden
that.
State.
Golden State Warriors. Gotcha.
They never called
them. They started out as Philadelphia, and then they went to Kansas City between 55 and 67, and then 68, they moved to Oakland.
There you go.
68?
Yeah, in 68. Yep.
Will you look up when the both the Golden State Warriors moved to Oakland and when the Raiders?
Because
the Raiders were there forever too, but then they cheated on them and went to LA and then came back.
Yeah, back and forth. Back and forth.
I wanted to say to your point earlier, you mentioned the New York Mets being poopy poop butt soup.
Yes.
And they by far have the highest payroll in the majors this year at $353 million. $353.5 million. Sorry. And if you look at that, that's almost 75. That's over $75 million more than the next and the Yankees.
The sad part is over $80 million of that $350 million is going to two pitchers, Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, who have had horrendous starts this season.
And we said at the beginning of the season, why would you pay these older pitchers that much money?
It is a little ridiculous. I get it; they had great seasons last year, but that was last year.
Yep,
it's this year, homie.
Exactly.
And
you always in sports, you pay for what they're going to do. Now, occasionally with a Kobe, who has been your franchise guy and who's a first ballot Hall of Famer and all these things and meant that much. Okay, you pay him for past performance, but you don't do that for a guy who's not homegrown. And they did it for two players who, at best, were going to give you a season or two. At best.
Steve Cohen was desperate, and this offseason was just piling at, went for the Cy Young winner and Justin Verlander because he had a tremendous season in Houston.
Great.
But obviously has you know, age catches up quickly, especially when you get to that age where Justin Verlander's, I think he's like 38, 39, close to 40 at this point in time right now in his career.
He's old, dude.
He's been around for a long time, and he's had a storied career, but unfortunately, like I said, you want to pay for their future, but mostly in baseball, more often than not, you do get paid for your past because of the numbers. Baseball fans are geeks for numbers, especially the numbers that they have seen. Those numbers speak to them so much more than I think any other sport. So when you have such great numbers in the past, you can't help but like, here, take all my money. You know,
but you have to have some vision.
Obviously, I'm glad the Dodgers didn't get into that race at all. Once I started hearing the amount of money they're asking for, it's ridiculous. These guys, I get it. You feel like you've earned it, but you are doing the fans a horrible service because the Mets have a passionate fan base.
Yep.
And my goodness, do I love seeing their tears right now. Like, I'm a sick fan right now because I will seek out the fans that I know are really passionate and are having down years and watch them. I'm that type of person right now. I'm terrible. So right now I'm loving all the Mets content because it's awful for them and it's glorious for me. But also at the same point in time, I know I'm right there with you, Mets fans. We're just as trash. Not granted, we're not as just as much trash. We are still above 500. Yeah. We still have a long season. It's not even yet the Midsummer Classic. And here I am in, you know, absolutism right now. But still, I love it. The tears taste so good.
So 62-63 is when the Warriors came into play. The Oakland Raiders, about almost at A's. So Oakland Raiders came in at 1960. They left in 82 for L.A. Then they came back in 95. And then they left again in 2020.
So in the 60s is when all these franchises came to Oakland.
Yep.
And now is when all the teams are leaving Oakland.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
It's very interesting. Within a couple-year period, too. Same thing with the...
very interesting.
Yeah. And it was funny that the Oakland Raiders were the first to come in. And they were, I think, almost the first ones to go out. Was it 20 or 21 that the Warriors left? Couldn't remember that one.
When did the Chase Center open?
It had to be maybe 19 or 20. I think they opened their stadium in 20 at Chase Center because I remember that being a giant deal because the world shut down and they just spent COVID. $2 billion on
that
arena.
Right. That is right. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was karma. I really think COVID-19 just happened because Joe Lacob took the Warriors out of Oakland, so we had to have them suffer for a whole half season. And then they made all their money back and then some, which is annoying because they actually own that
arena.
They own the property.
Yep. Wholeheartedly.
It's just driving me nuts. Good for them.
I want free admission into that stadium.
For taxpayer money.
Just if you're part of the city, I feel like you should... if you are part of the city that has one of those and you have to pay for that, you should have like...
If your tax dollars go, you get one free game a year. No questions asked. 100%.
100%.
If your tax dollars go, you can buy a ticket at no cost to you once a year. I think it's ridiculous public funding for billionaires for their side hustle. What all these teams are. It's billionaires' side hustles.
It's their hobby, bro.
And then you go and you have... folks like you and I pay for it? No, thank you.
Yeah, I paid close to $500 to go see him against the Kings, bro.
Unbelievable.
And that arena's not even that cool. It's like cool location, but it's like, oh, yeah, that's new, but it's nothing like, oh, wow.
Jives me nuts.
At this point in time, it's going to take a lot for a stadium to wow me.
Yeah, it really
is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it in a sporting event, unless I can't go into detail of what I expect with my stadium experiences right now.
Like 49ers Stadium? It's cool, but it's nothing like, okay, like, cool, yeah. I'm not, like you said, wow.
Just build a stadium with seats and put a field out there. We don't need these elaborate schemes now. Reed. We need all these billion things. No, make sure there's a place for concessions, some bathrooms where I can take my ones and twos, and a field in which I can watch from. Mm-hmm. A seat, that's all I need. Come on, people. Stop making I have to make this building as amazing as possible and cause as much chaos and disruption to the city and make everyone pay for it afterwards. No!
I agree.
It's pathetic.
Yeah,
agreed.
It sucks, and it's sad.
Can we talk a little hoops?
I guess.
Okay,
I
mean, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So we were wondering when the NBA offseason would officially start, and it looks like it started. Bradley Beal gets traded from your Washington Wizards to the Phoenix Suns I don't even remember.
A bag of popcorn.
Chris Paul, I know that. CP3 was in it.
And another player,
what
too.
What was it? Oh, my gosh. Shamit. Landry Shamit, and then a handful of second-round picks, was it? Or first round?
Yeah, but it's pretty much just jumping off his contract, because he has a massive contract, so...
So now we have KD finds himself
on another super team or dream, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, big three, however you want to look at it. So you go back to the OKC days, him, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. He then goes to the Warriors with Steph, Clay, and Draymond. He then goes to Brooklyn with Kyrie, and they recruit James Harden, and that worked out fabulously.
Hey, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons. Can't forget
the star of the team.
The star of every offseason.
Yeah, guys already play ball. Yeah. He passes.
That guy has more offseason workout tapes than anyone I've ever seen in my life. I've seen him play more offseason basketball in the last 3 years than I've seen him play regular season basketball, which is crazy for the amount of money he pays. Now KD finds himself with another three stars, which when everyone was pointing this out, I was like, isn't CP3 better?
I was just saying, he had three stars
before
this.
He had three stars.
Right, yeah,
he'd been having three stars. And everyone's like, well, he formed another super team. I'm like, I personally, I'd rather have CP3.
With Devin Booker and him, it makes a little bit more sense.
It makes way more sense.
Devin Booker, Bradley Beal.
Why is that? He's just going to get you to the playoffs and get injured every year.
Are not Devin Booker and Bradley Beal like the exact same player?
Yeah, I guess
except Devin Booker is much better.
Yes, 100%. But I'm just going to be saying, like, they play the same position.
It is.
Two, it's like. CP3, I think, was a better fit for that team.
Agreed.
When he's healthy in particular. The guy, no matter what, and we like to clown on Chris Paul for not being the winner. He isn't, but he's still a good player. Like, you cannot deny the fact he is an all-time point guard.
I just hate the guy.
No, exactly. Yeah, I don't
like everyone else.
I don't like him either. Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's easy to hate on.
But he is a true point guard, though.
100%. Yeah. So, probably the last of a dying breed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So real quick, Ben Simmons, the past 3 years, 100 games played.
Yeah.
So
last 3 years, 100
last
games
three
played.
Years, wow. 100 games played, and yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, and then 91 of those were starting. So, yeah, that's his career in the past 3 years. It's ridiculous.
He's still a millionaire.
Yeah,
you know? He's like, he's doing good. You know, we can talk all we want, man.
Yeah,
you're in the NBA, and you can pretty much do whatever you want.
True, because they get paid too much money.
I can still mock you. That's all I got.
That's all we can do.
So we talk a lot about CP3's injuries, but one thing we got to look at here in this Bradley Beal deal is Bradley Beal, career-wise, has missed 19% of all his games. And since 2019, I believe he's missed about 30% of his game. So I'm just – the problem that Phoenix had last year – in the playoffs, was they had no depth.
Yep.
And the problem they have going into this
season this year
is they have no depth. So you didn't solve that problem. You got another guy who needs the ball to be effective. And I just don't understand. I do understand it. It's new owner syndrome. We see this all the time, guys. You get a new guy who comes in. He wants to make his mark. He wants to make a big splash. This guy goes and gets KD shortly after buying the team. Then gets into it with Jokic in the playoffs and won't give him the ball back, and then gets shoved by Jokic, which, come on, man, wrong dude to hold the ball from. Like, give up the ball. This ain't about you, bro. You don't own that ball. Let's go. And then to make this move, I just think it was a short-sighted move.
I
don't see how this makes them better than Denver next year. And I think for the next few years, as you're building out your roster, you really need to decide – especially in the West, what are we going to be? Do we want to be a jump shooting team that's going to make Jokic stretch like the Warriors did just a season ago in the playoffs? Or are we going to get a couple bigs that we can just throw at Jokic and make him have to work all game long? And it appears that the Suns have decided to do neither.
And it's a bold attempt.
It really is.
Bold attempt.
I'm very confused on what the plan is here.
They are, plus they're over 33 or 34 mil over the cap as well, too. So they have no money to spend on anyone that's good, decent to fill in that bench at all.
Yeah, and they have Aiden wrapped up for a couple of years, so they don't have to make a move now.
But Aiden sucks too, bro.
I mean, he was not good in these playoffs. And yelling at Chris Paul to catch the damn ball when he threw it 18 feet over his head. I mean, Vince Carter in his prime wasn't catching that ball. Aiton completely fell apart in this postseason. And so I'm just very confused on, like, what the direction of this team is, because going into this year's playoffs, we said Denver, Phoenix, these are the two contenders in the West. And then I think Phoenix just hurt themselves.
Phoenix was favored to win it in the West this year.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, which was...
really dumb in hindsight, but here we are. And so I honestly think that this move makes the Lakers the solid number two going into this offseason in the West with the Warriors. Who knows what the hell that team's going to be? Because Draymond Green
just
opted out of his player option for $27.5 million this upcoming season.
God, I hope he doesn't come on our team, bro. I hate that player. He's a great defensive player, but I just can't stand him.
I always forget you're a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
Especially wearing that San Francisco jersey, and you're talking Lakers, I want to slap you.
I'm right here,
I know, but like, you know what? Like, how dare you talk about my Lakers in that jersey?
Oh, I'll do it all day. I've been doing my whole life, baby.
And I don't like it. It hurts.
Let him go to the Lakers. I was so...
What do you mean, let him go? Oh, Draymond?
I was so fed up with him and LeBron flirting. And the thing is he was so nice to LeBron in that series. And I thought him and that and Lonnie Walker just going absolutely nuts in game four, it was the difference in that series. And the fact, I mean, the superstar of the other team, Draymond, is always the agitator. That's what he does. Yep. And he might as well have just made out with LeBron every game. He was just so friendly and chummy. It was disgusting. Do that after the season. Yeah, I know y'all are boys. You're represented by Rich Paul's agency, Clutch Sports, which is LeBron's best friend. I get it. I get all that. But it was disgusting to watch. It was disgusting to watch. In a series before, you're going to stomp on a dude's chest and then go do wrestling hill and yelling at the crowd, cussing out the crowd at the Kings, and then you go to the Lakers and you don't want to upset anyone because you know you plan on going there this offseason. So you got to smooch LeBron at every chance you get. It was just disgusting. Disgusting. With that said, I love watching Draymond play. It's so much fun. And it is, I mean, I will hate to see him go, especially if he goes to a team in the Western Conference, and we got to see him four times a year, because I can only imagine how non-Warriors fans feel about Draymond. Y'all must hate him. He is so obnoxious, so annoying, always getting away with nonsense, and I really hate to lose that guy. He fires up this squad and is big part of those four championships. And lest we forget, if he did not kick LeBron James in the groin, in the testicles, and get suspended for game five, they probably win that championship. Counter argument, probably don't get KD that offseason. But we got to remember that offensively, our best player in that game seven was Draymond Green. He went crazy in that game seven. But now he's going to be with you guys, most likely. I think he's going to L.A.
Yeah,
he's primed and ready for the good old L.A. spotlight. He's got himself a podcast. He's thinking of himself more after the show. He's in the game, I always think he's probably thinking about, like, all right, what's my podcast going to be like tonight?
Yeah. And his podcast, I got to be honest, pretty good. It's pretty solid.
As far as
athlete podcasts
go. He knows how to talk to an audience. He knows how to elaborate the actual game of the ball. The game of the ball.
The game of the ball.
He knows how to talk ball. The dude is a legitimate baller. He loves the game. And you can see the passion in that podcast. So he's primed and ready for it. And he's the type of player that LA would need. He's somebody that brings a little brute force to the team, a little edge, some attitude, something that AD is not. Like, he is the anti-Anthony Davis. You know, in terms of, like, what he is, you know.
Completely agreed.
And so we need something like that, because Anthony Davis, he has his moments of sheer brilliance where he can be that guy, but he is just so soft.
So soft.
Softest dude.
Yeah.
I just want to go back real quick to the Suns and that trade. Currently, they have 4 second-rounders for the next 3 years and 2 first-rounders. If this trade goes through with the multiple picks, I'm going to assume 2 to 3 with pick swaps. They're not going to have much coming up these next 3 years to develop, especially with them not having anything on their bench. It's looking real, real iffy for that Suns organization now, especially with this new ownership.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I have no idea
what you do. There's nothing you can do, especially you cannot build a new team with the lack of draft picks, especially since you sent so many to Brooklyn.
Well, then you had Chris Paul on an expiring, so I didn't really understand why you get rid of Chris Paul, run it back, give him, you know, let him get primed for the playoffs that he's probably going to miss. But I just I don't understand this move at all. But listen,
desperation.
Real quick before we move on, we gotta answer this question.
Where is Ja?
Suspended for 25 games to start the regular season is where he is. Adam Silver announced that last week. I think it was a Friday news dump. 25 game suspension. And Ja said that was not a gun in the an actual gun in the second video. It was a lighter, which...
Please, bro.
It's even dumber. Please. That's even dumber. I'd rather it be a real gun.
Yeah.
If you're rolling around with a fake gun...
At least, you know, yeah.
A lighter gun. What are you, 12-year-old boy right now?
Well, also, why would you do that in general? Besides being 12, you just got in trouble for having a gun in your Instagram live video. Why, Ja? Why would you do that? It's even more dumb. And... okay, maybe you can't harm yourself as much with a gun, but you bring the same amount of attention, and now you can't defend yourself because you have a lighter. Imagine asking Ja for a light, and he pulls out a gun, knowing what we know about Ja. I'm pulling out if I have one. I'm pulling out a strap. Where, you know? Yeah. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, Ja? Oh, my God. And just a theory here. David Stern would be rolling in his grave because he's probably suspending Ja for the entire season for sheer stupidity.
It's going to happen. I mean, he already did this twice in, what, 3 months?
Give or take.
He really should find, like, he should utilize this, like, find a gun partnership and, like, with a like a gun range or something for proper gun security. And, like, he should find a way to do that. Make sure that, hey, if you're going to have a gun, have fun with it properly and safely. Yeah. Okay?
He actually could make money off this.
Just saying, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Make that 25 games work for
Flip
you.
Flip it, bro.
Yeah, you know?
Bro,
exactly. So there you go, Ja. You're welcome for that.
Yeah, work as an NRA lobbyist.
I was there about to say NRA poster boy right there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's options for you.
I like this. I like what we're doing today.
You're welcome.
We're...
Yeah, Ja, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I just think we found your new career.
There you have it. You're welcome, Ja.
He's a great advertiser on
Derek's
Instagram.
Derek's got you.
Hey, man.
Just hit up Derek.
Guns can be fun if done properly.
Yeah.
Done in the right environment.
Completely agree.
Yeah, they are.
It's true.
These are facts.
I've always wanted to shoot like a 50.
I don't disagree with you. No, I don't
in a safe environment.
Okay. Exactly.
In a safe environment.
Professionally environment.
Yep. With living targets.
But here's what we... Okay. Here's what we...
He's talking about deer, okay?
Yeah. Hunting.
Deer.
Hunting.
Yeah. Here's what we do know. Any gun owner, even the most staunch gun owner who is the most hardcore Second Amendment activist out there, one thing we all know is we don't play with guns.
No.
Oh, no.
Absolutely
you never point a gun at a person.
And
never.
And Ja is just like... He's like a child with firearms. Yeah. It's just like he just can't stop playing with them. It almost makes me believe, like, yeah, maybe this was a lighter. Because the carelessness at which he is playing with these guns in these videos, it's like there's no way that thing's loaded or real. Like, no one treats a real gun like that.
Maybe shooting, like, the airsoft or something like
that.
You know?
I was about to say, I feel like Adam Silver needs to treat it like the other guys and give him a wooden gun. It's like, until you have responsibility, this is what you have.
But I know,
what am I supposed to do with this? Hit him with it. I don't know. Until you have responsibility.
Ja Morant looks like the kid that's not from the hood that was good at rapping.
Clarence?
He looks like Clarence that's not from the hood. Clarence's parents had a real good marriage, and the A&Es at his record label were like, we need to have an image, Ja. And every time he's on Instagram Live, it's like his own personal music video, and I just hope someone out there is in his corner could be like, hey, man, can we knock it off with this? Let's get back to business. Let's get back to being the superstar you are becoming. Because I don't think there's a more exciting player in the league.
Yeah. When he plays.
And we're just not going to see him again for 25 games, which I think is a little ridiculous, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Let's take a break.
The court before
This is...
Yeah, all right, yeah.
This is Talking Bell Practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR. Chico, we are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We want to give a shout-out to our friends over at Digital Path, providing high-speed internet for your home or business. Digital Path offers flexible plans with expanded data and speeds up to 200 megabits per second. Details about Digital Path at 800-676-PATH. That's 800-676-7284. And at digitalpath.net. All right, that's right. 7 years in running starting next week, man.
Woo!
We appreciate y'all for tuning in week after week to this nonsense. We don't know why you do, but know that we're grateful for it. We'll keep bringing you nonsense for the foreseeable future.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
That should be that should be our tagline. Bringing you nonsense for the foreseeable future.
I like it. Yeah. Let's do it. Speaking of nonsense, Derek Isamaki will get you caught up with the going-ons around. Man, I'm struggling. Derek has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, again, those of you who are our frequent listeners know how much I love this segment, love bringing you the news, love finding you those great stories, especially on things I'm passionate about. You know, passionate about nature in particular. Love the stupidity that happens around the world and showcasing that to you. Those are two different things, I'm saying, because nature is not stupid. Nature is very smart. And I'm going to take you on a little course of nature right now because we're going after one of my favorite animals. Not my favorite animal, but one of my favorites. Good old orcas right now.
Big orca guy. Orcas
are awesome. SeaWorld has definitely changed their view of them, kind of like teddy bears have for bears. But orcas, do not mess with orcas. They are pretty much the apex predator.
Yep.
There is nothing that, other than us, really, and we don't mess with them that well. They mess with everything else, and nothing messes with them. And they're in all parts of the world. There is no saltwater ocean, I believe, that they aren't able to inhabit. From the Arctic to the Indian, I believe. In the Indian, but I know they can.
I believe you're right.
I believe they can handle any type of ocean temperature. They are amazing species. And right now, they are out to get us. That's right. There has been a lot of attacks recently, especially from not just here, from the Monterey Bay. There is a gathering of around 60 orcas to over in the Atlantic off the coast of Spain, where they are attacking fishing vessels, capsizing them as well.
Damn.
They're targeting these fishing vessels, and you're seeing mothers teaching their calves to do this new phenomenon, and no one knows why this is happening.
Because F humans.
Yeah.
That's why.
They're taking their food. They remember everything.
Orcas are ridiculously smart the way they go about it. They make dolphins look dumb. Like, dolphins are lame.
Well, technically, they're a form of dolphin.
Well, they're both mammals.
Of the dolphin family.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. There's your speciesism right there. All right, we're zoologists now. I don't know if that's what it calls. But either way, orcas, badass, taking over the world. Watch where you swim at night and in the day. And even on land, they'll get you.
24/7,
I'm just saying, have you ever seen a seal get beached? It's delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Savages.
I'm just saying, see that little seal not know what's come up behind him? Bam, sneak attack. Bam. She gone.
You know?
I'm just saying, man. I love nature shows, and when those orcas are on those spree, watch out. And they will mess with them, too. They are vicious killing machines out there. And again, Free Willy and SeaWorld have done nothing but ravage that view of them.
Sucks.
Yeah. We should have, like, a Rambo movie, like, trilogy of orcas, you know? Like a Rambo orca that just goes on this. Yeah, you know? That way we get an actual rendition of what an orca is all about, you know?
I'm surprised with all the Meg movies, they don't make, like, an orca of some sort movie.
Yeah, because orcas are way better than a great white.
I'm surprised it took orcas this long to be like, you know what? We are done with these humans.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The fact that we do have them captured on SeaWorld, like, still, you know, suck it. We still got you, you know? Get out of there. Well, you're so smart.
But this is what I'm saying.
A lot of the time they're injured, which is the crazy part.
I would
bred them in captivity. It's terrible. I know.
Yeah.
I'm not defending SeaWorld in any way, shape, or form. But still, we got you.
We got one.
We got a couple, y'all. Yeah. Okay. You don't have us all yet. You know?
Oh, that's so sad, though.
But, yeah, it is a sad thing, especially like the whole idea of their fins bending over is not a natural phenomenon that happens in nature whatsoever. It is a thing that happens only in captivity, and it is kind of saddening because when that thing is sprawled out and fully erect, it is delightful to witness
in nature.
And, again, they are way better than great whites. They will take on great whites. No shark is coming on a...
No.
No, not a chance.
We have currently 55 orcas across the globe.
There you go. We got 55 of y'all. Come and get them. All right.
So,
I really want that to happen. I want them to storm the beaches and free their whale friends.
That'd be dope.
That'd be awesome.
But SeaWorld has also said that they're going to discontinue all theatrical orca shows.
They've been saying that for years.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're still going to hold them.
Yes, until they pass away.
So now they're making time in jail worse.
Because they can't.
Like, so you can put on a show every
there.
Once in a while.
Now you're going to sit there by themselves.
100%.
Yeah. All right.
So they're going to do nothing.
Die in love.
Man, come on, dude.
If you're at least going to be captive, put on a show for us, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. They're actually going to... Florida parks are going to start releasing their killer whales into the ocean. I don't know how long they're going to last, but they're releasing them back.
All right, Florida.
I want some GoPros on those cameras.
Yeah, I want to see what they do.
They watch them come back. Come right back.
A live feed of them?
They come right back in and start killing everyone.
Hey, dude, we can't handle this, dude. We need to...
TBP, the only place in America where you will hear a round of applause for Florida.
Hey. Free those whales.
But what if it does like instantly kill them?
So, instantly? So, yeah.
25 of them are in the USA.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh, we only 25 of them. Okay.
25 of the 55 are in the United States. So,
are there other
like Russia?
Argentina, Spain, France, they're all born in captivity. Japan also has them, and China and Russia as well.
That makes me feel better because I thought we had them all, and like I thought they only hated America. But now to know that their hatred spread worldwide makes me feel a little bit better. Like,
so
I'm not just a delicious American. It's like, oh, you're just a delicious human.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
That's much better.
I really want to go see this pod in Monterey.
Dude, my friend Alex went to go check it out, and she loves orcas, and it was life-changing.
Yeah, I'm a big orca
guy. It was just this past week.
I'm not going to lie. I would not want to go out there.
No.
After what I'm hearing right now? No.
I'll
fly above it. Yeah, I'll be in a helicopter above it, but I will not be in the same water.
Have you seen they can jump?
Yes! I've seen it! Free Willy! He jumps over the kid!
Stupid.
I have more news stories, but I'm going to save them because... I got to give shine to the orcas right now. That's all they
Fair
do.
Enough.
Good. Think of the orcas right now when you're out there and when you're swimming because they'll get you. That's the news.
All right. Each week, we class up the show a bit by bringing in our foreign correspondent to cover the sports that we are not paying enough attention to. So, once again, we bring in our good friend, Aaron. Aaron, hello. Hi, Aaron.
Aaron?
Aaron?
Hey.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. I was going to say, what?
Oh, hey. Sorry. Rudy is showing me videos of orcas in Monterey right now. That's not what we're doing. We're talking Stanley Cup. We're talking U.S. Open. Wherever you want to go with it, Aaron, the floor is yours.
I guess we better start with Stanley Cup. It was so long ago.
It was.
Almost forgot about it. But I called it. Las Vegas won in 5 games. It was a total blowout. The Panthers were really outmatched. Just kind of a bummer to see. It was really crazy, though, because it was the 1 seed versus the 8 seed. It ended in 5 games, just like the NBA. I don't know if you've ever seen that before, but very bizarre parallel.
Yep. Miami and both Miami teams basically went on the same exact run this postseason. The Panthers' run was just incredible. They had a couple wins in overtime. They end up getting their ticket punched to go to the Stanley Cup final by a buzzer beater by Matthew Tkachuk as literally the buzzer's going off to send them to the Stanley Cup final. So what a run for both squads. But yeah, you called it Golden Knights again.
2 years in a row.
We're really good at predicting winners on this show. I'm not saying me, but just the show in general.
We got some heavy crystal balls
in here right now that are doing it right. So shouts to you, Aaron and Rudy, for both knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah, at least someone does it right.
Yeah, I was going to say, thankfully. Thankfully, me and Joe do not have to.
I mean, when there's money involved, you know, there is some research to be done.
And when Aaron's pride's involved, it's...
Yes.
Yep.
You know, Derek was not wrong.
Aaron, what do you have for us on the U.S. Open?
So the U.S. Open was won by a guy named Wyndham Clark. I cannot get over this guy's name. It literally is Wyndham. it just really encapsulates everything there is to say about golf. But it was a historic win. He'd only ever won one tour before.
Which I called on the show, baby. Sorry, go ahead.
Congratulations. And then he went on to win the Open. I think really the most interesting thing about this U.S. Open is that it was played at the Los Angeles City Country Club. No, the Los Angeles Country Club.
Yeah.
This place is wild.
Yeah.
It's a $250,000 initiation fee.
Ooh-wee.
You cannot take pictures. There's like, they don't let celebrities in there. You're not allowed to use your phone. You always have to wear like a suit jacket when you're in the clubhouse. You can't wear headphones and earbuds. Just a really bizarre option for them to choose the Los Angeles Country Club to have the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the course design was wild. It was like a 73-yard par three. It was just, it's a very bizarre course. But with that said, it was a fun tournament this weekend.
Very fun. It was really sad. Ricky Fowler was winning at the end of day two. He didn't totally poop the bed day three. It was looking really good for him. He could just not get it together. It was pretty sad. I mean, he just seems like such a nice, likable guy. He finished in fifth behind, obviously, Wyndham Clark, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, and Cameron Smith. So, you know, the top names are staying up there. But, man, does Ricky Fowler seem like a good guy, and I would love to see him win one.
I will say, I called it when I saw Ricky Fowler wearing orange on the final day. I was like, you shouldn't rock the orange, man. You left that image behind you. This is a new Ricky Fowler that doesn't rock the all orange. I get it. You come from Oklahoma State. You want to rock your home team's colors. But no! Not, you were doing so well without the orange. You put the orange on, and it wasn't good. And for some reason right now, I cannot stop thinking about Wyndham Clark being a financial group. It's Wyndham Clark Financial, I feel. Like, it doesn't sound like a person's name. You're right, Aaron. I just keep I keep pondering
that.
And I get
the fact that his name is Wyndham. It's just, I don't know.
They sound like a very trusted financial group. Like, I would definitely trust all my money with Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark knows.
He does not lead you wrong.
That's 100% right.
And on day three, on the 18th, Fowler did bogey and Clark birdied, so that was a two-stroke swing right there. And after that, I was like, come on, dude, he could have gone in Sunday in the lead, but no. And he bogeyed on the first hole on Sunday morning. So then that's, but continue.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't completely fall apart, but it wasn't the winning day.
Mm-hmm. The course was playing really tough on Sunday in particular. All the players were kind of facing, especially that back nine was really kind of eating a lot of guys alive. Like I said, the course, as Drew was saying, was a fun. It looked entertaining, but the spectator side of it was rather lackluster and lame. That LACC kind of seemed to be more of a corporate event than it was really a spectating event. They're talking about the ticket sales were very skewed towards the business side of this thing instead of actual fans. I think they had like less than 9,000 actual fans there. Yep, I think everyone 9,000. Else is just some friend of a friend of a friend, you know?
Yep.
Who probably does like, ooh, a free food at this golf place? Yeah, sign me up. Like, what are the hors d'oeuvres they're serving, you know? That's probably what they were concerned about.
There's a caviar at.
Yeah, I mean, which I commend them for, because I would totally go to an event something like that just for food.
I hate that corporations can buy sporting event tickets, because half the people that go don't care. If you look around at Chase Center at any given time now, you could tell, like, the Oracle box. You could see all these different corporate entities and just how disinterested, you know, some software engineer that's never watched a basketball game is at the game.
This is another reason why the Super Bowl is such a crap. I know we just totally swapped. We're talking about corporate events. The Super Bowl is one of those awful corporate events. It would be awesome to see if it was actually with real fans, like the actual team that had the best record, hosted the actual Super Bowl. You got to see the actual fans there. That would be such an electric event right there. And I wish people would take that more into consideration than allowing these corporate jugheads to take over their events like they did.
Jugheads.
Like the USGA did.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Aaron, before we let you go here, we are going to break down annoying things that people do at restaurants to wait staff and bartenders. Do you have anything? I don't know if you have any experience working in service at a restaurant, but you've gone to many of restaurants, so.
I have, and I've gone to many with my mother.
Mm.
Iguata might be the worst.
She's tough.
My mom is too.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, she tries to kill him with kindness, and you're just like, they don't care. They don't want to be friends with you.
That's funny.
Straight up, dude.
That is great.
Yeah.
She definitely thinks everything she says is gold.
I love that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm the best they've ever had right now.
Yeah,
you know? Like,
I love that. Shouts to your mom and her irrational confidence. Yes, I appreciate that.
She 100% does have that confidence about her when she walks in there. She thinks, yeah, they all want to be my best friend right now. They want your money, mother.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. That's all we want.
All right, that's a great one. All right, Aaron, excellent as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later. All right, so we're going to get to this list, but before we do that, there's a couple things that this show was founded on. A distrust of the Atlanta Falcons, the enjoyment of drinking other fan bases' tears, and pettiness. Petty is king around here. So I just want to share a story real quick with everyone about someone who I'm going to nominate for the petty king of at least the U.S. for the time being. So a Chicago man, his name is, where did his name go? A Chicago man. in 2016, bought a used car for $600 that he went and parked at the O'Hare Airport and left sitting there for 3 years. Caveat, he registered the car in his ex-girlfriend's name.
Out of bed.
Wow.
This car has racked up $105,000.
Damn.
In parking tickets.
How did it not get towed in 3 years?
That's a free change machine right there for that.
Really
leave it there.
You know?
He bought a used Monte Carlo. I'm trying to find this guy's name, and it's driving me nuts. I know his last name's Prevo, but that's all I have here. And so I cannot give him proper respect, but just to say the pettiness with our friend over here, Brandon Prevo, King Petty, that is just absolutely hilarious, incredible. Dude. His girlfriend ended settling with the city of Chicago and she had to pay $1,600, which still really sucks.
How? That is... Wow.
I mean, that's a nice impressive little discount. That's a nice discount she got there.
But still.
I would not want to pay $600 for a car that was not mine.
That lawyer sucks on her end, dude. She got a bad lawyer on that part.
Oh, I'm sorry. Her final bill was $4,400.
Oh. Really bad.
Oh, man.
And Prevo has to... Her ex-boyfriend has to pay $1,600.
What? Dude has to pay less than the girl does?
Yeah. That's impressive. Yeah.
I mean, good probably, for him.
He's probably like, there you go.
Still I mean, got honestly, you, girl. You think about it at the end of the day, $2,200 for that type of deal?
So the deal they worked out is that, Jennifer Fitzgerald is the girl's name. She's going to pay $78 a month until the fine is totally paid off. What I appreciate about this is each month she's got to write a check or go Venmo and think about her ex-boyfriend. Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. That's how you do petty, ladies and gentlemen. That is how it's done. Rudy, before I obviously, you know what? We could get to it right now. I have your clip right here. Before we get to rules of the restaurant,
I'll be quick.
Okay.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
I don't have your whole job.
I'm gambling here.
I say it every week. Your boy, just listen to your boy. Golf is my sport. I've been saying it all damn year, just listen to your boy. That's all I have to say. Two golfers, Fowler and Scottie Scheffler in the top. Sunday morning, Windham was tied at plus 330. I'm like, I'm going to hedge with Windham. You know why? Because he's playing with confidence. He's playing well. What does he do? He hits and he wins. My top 20 hit, my top 10s hit, except for Kurt Kitayama. He needs to realize, he needs to wake up. I'm sorry. He's playing like poop. Long story short, moving on to new money.
He's not wrong. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he's not playing well.
He is not playing well.
But he's a great player.
Sorry, Kirby. You call it like we see it.
Yes.
Yep.
Better.
Especially when your boy loses money on you when you have. But anywho, I'm gonna roll through again this week.
That's what Kirk cares about the most is your money, Rudy.
Yeah, and he does.
Kurt. Be better handling Rudy's money out there, okay?
We got the Travelers Open, Travelers Championship this weekend. Scotty is the favorite, and I have to roll with him again. If Scotty could putt at least decent, he would be unstoppable. And somehow he's still the best player in the world right now. Scotty at plus 600. I got Morikawa played great this weekend, too. I got him at plus 2,500. My boy Ricky Fowler, come on, baby. You are right there. Let's get it, dude. You're at plus 3,400. And that number opened up at 5,000. So everyone and their mom is dropping on it. Drop on it today because I could see that going down all the way to 2,500 by Thursday. And I hate to do this, but I have to do it every week. Kitayama, baby. Plus 22,000 now.
Be careful with his money, dude. We just said be careful with Rudy's
money.
Come on,
Kurt.
Let's go, baby.
You got it.
Let's get this money, baby. Let's go.
Just start making a cut and just keep pushing.
Yes.
Keep
pushing. Is that the list of all the professional
golfers? Looking at all the for the Travelers Champion. So this is the
field?
The field right now.
Okay.
So real quick, also going back to that Chicago guy, 5 years. It's going to take her 5 years to pay that off.
Jeez.
Yep.
Remember.
5 years.
That this beef started in 2016. So we're talking about what?
A 10-year, no, longer.
13-year, 13-year beef? 15-year beef? I love it.
Honestly, 2,200 for a 13-year beef,
That's a great investment.
I want him to come out the backstory. Let's see, like, what happened between them for him to do that. Because that's pretty, you know?
I would like Netflix to make a documentary about this.
Honestly,
actually.
Two episodes, three episodes maybe?
Just give me an hour and a half spiel right off the bat. I don't need to wait weeks for an end. Just give it to me right then and there, all right? I want the heroin right away, okay?
All right, let's talk about this. So the rules of the restaurant. We've discussed in the past, as a former bartender, another bartender in here, a server, we've tried to share some etiquette in the past, and we've mentioned the idea of flashing cash. We, as bartenders, understand that everyone that came to the bar on a particular day or night all has money on them. That's why they're there.
Mm-hmm. If I see cash flash in my face, I take it and put it in my bucket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm assuming.
That's like going towards your bill. Yeah, that is your tip.
That's mine. 100%. That's mine. That's not for your drinks at all. Yes, that's just mine. You got my attention.
Yep.
Now you got to buy your drink.
Agreed. What other annoying things do people do regularly that are kind of common?
I would say in restaurant, well, a lot of times moving tables automatically.
Yeah.
Just thinking that like those tables open, I can just take it and make it mine.
I want this one.
Or I'm going to combine tables in certain ways without check with the people there first. Say, I understand. I got a little more people. Can I just combine these two tables together? We'll try to accommodate you if possible. No doubt.
It works.
But at times, other tables are saved other ways. You don't know what the system is, or maybe that table is in somebody else's section. You just took some from somebody else. You don't know the layout of the restaurant that you're in and how the sections break down. Trust me, they never make any sense anywhere you go. So don't try to make sense of it. Just ask first.
We'll go from there.
Yeah.
Greeting a table without even saying your name. Oh, I'll take a vodka soda. God damn, let me just talk for 5 seconds, bro.
Yeah.
Relax.
Acknowledge our existence a little bit.
Yeah. I get it. I'm a human being, not a robot. Homie.
I get it. I'm there to serve you. I want to serve you, but you know, let's not make it so robotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When ordering drinks for a group of people, get the order first before you come to us.
What do you want?
Do not string drinks together. I will literally leave while you're telling me what you want.
Rule of thumb, know your order before your belly hits the bar. Okay,
yes.
That's a big rule right there. I don't want to waste time. Especially if you're in a crowded bar. If you are in a very crowded bar,
you
will get passed over. Now, granted, if you are in a bar that's very empty, the bartender had some time, and you're like, I don't know what I want. We'll work from there. I'm down to help you.
I
want to make sure you get
a drink.
Read the room, for sure.
Smart,
we're moving. The bar is packed. There's people left and right and behind you. Yeah. That was not the time to try to figure out, hey, what do I like to drink right now?
And speaking of the people that move tables, also don't be the person that shows up and you had a reservation for 4, but now it's 8.
Mm.
That's not how this works.
That's not good.
No.
I understand the idea that adding one person last minute, these things happen. Adding a whole entire other group, that's not going to work.
Even worse, say an 8-person party, that's your reservation. 2 people show up, we're waiting for everyone else. No one else shows.
Or maybe 2 other people show up. Yeah.
They really you're losing a whole table in your section.
Yeah.
Because you think you're holding it for this whole group that's going to come.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, most restaurants will no longer seat you unless the majority of your group is there.
Yeah. But that's only like in the, the city, San Francisco.
I think that's
the
how it should cities. Be. Honestly.
Yeah, but in Chico, that's not the case.
We don't have enough of an area for people to wait. That's beside the point.
Another one, say a table is paying with the credit, especially a person in the industry. I'm not going to drop his name. This just happened to me this past weekend or last weekend. I forgot when it was. Oh, the cash is for you. Put everything on the bill, on the card. Boom, check the bill, zero. Get a nice little 8% on $300 tab from a person that works in the damn industry.
Yeah, that's always a tough one.
I want names after this. That's rough.
If you're in it, we're all in it together.
We
and
know
it's,
how
our,
it works,
it's our
man.
Job to scratch each other's backs whenever we're out there. Because we're at your establishment, we make sure to spend our money there properly.
Yeah.
And make sure that everyone gets a little bit, some of the crumbs out there, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what we're all fighting for. Don't take away from us if you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's always a little tough one. I also say, if you're out,